I think we should be worried. This is, in fact, this is for the first time that in the geological records that we have measured that we are through this value. It's for the first time since about 3.5 million years ago.
Right.
And we are going up faster than ever.
And it's what's behind this?
What is behind this is very simple. It's human emissions from fossil fuel burning and a little bit from the lime production for the cement industry. And we have both the economic records and the chemical records that demonstrate that humans have emitted almost two times the amount that we now see in the atmosphere. The other half is in the ocean, where it causes ocean acidification. And just to put it in perspective, the amount that humans have emitted in total is 420 billion tons of carbon. And if you would to if you were to make an artist graphite pencil out of that, the pencil would be 24 by 24 meters from Earth to the moon. That's how much carbon we're talking about has been emitted.
Right. And if I understand correctly, a single CO2 molecule can remain in the atmosphere for hundreds of years. So even if we stop emitting, what we've already emitted is going to, you know, continue to be in the atmosphere for hundreds of years. Is there any way to reverse that?
Yeah, so what you could do is, of course, we have been playing with the Earth system when we started to burn the fossil fuels, when normally fossil fuels would always leak a little bit in the geological processes, but very little. And we have massively increased that. So what we now need to start thinking about, how can we massively increase the uptake of CO2? And one of the things, for example, that we have done as humans is we have greatly depleted soils and forests around the world. And there's a lot of carbon in soils and in forests. And one of the things that is being proposed to actually start drawing down carbon dioxide is by restoring soils and forests. That will give you a one-time drop, a one-time drawdown, but it could be extremely useful to do that. But it's going to take manpower and willingness to actually start doing that. And we also don't still very well know how to actually do that in a way that the carbon stays in the soil and that the microbes are not going to give it back to us.
Do you think that we have any hope? Perhaps this scary number is going to scare people into action, maybe governments into action. Of course, this comes at a time when, for instance, you know, after the Paris Agreement was signed, that President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of it. And the U.S. is a significant contributor of, I can imagine, CO2, of fossil fuels being burned.
Yeah, that was a single bit of very bad news. And, all we can do with something like that is just effectively just keep pushing and hope that sense will prevail. I mean, if we're all just looking at how much money comes in, then you could say, well, we need to focus on fossil fuels. But of course, what we're beginning to see is that renewable energy is now beginning to compete price-wise with fossil fuels. And then we're starting to get into an interesting situation where it is maybe, you know, a politically correct politically the way to go is with fossil fuels. But actually, economically, the renewable energy starts to make much more sense. But this whole transition is going way too slow at the moment. We should be on a downward trajectory, and we're still doing what we've always been doing. And if we just put that into perspective, if we keep doing what we're doing, by 2100, we'll be 4.5 degrees warmer than we are now.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of effects that would have on us? I mean, being four degrees warmer on average.
Well, 4 degrees warmer would be absolute disaster. I mean, at 4 degrees warmer, I think we can safely say that the major ice sheets on the world, Greenland and Antarctica, will become unstable. And then, of course, it takes time still to melt them, but it will become irreversible then, that they will melt, and that melting will then take several centuries. But sea level will go up dramatically when that happens. Sea level is already projected, under the current projections of the IPCC, is projected to go up by a meter by 2100. But if we destabilize Greenland and Antarctica, it will go up by several meters by 2100, and certainly 2200, 2300.